Welcome to the Mama Retreat, a relatable motherhood podcast where we show you how to have more power, love, and a sound mind as a mother. I'm your host, Brittany Miller.
And I'm your host, Caitlin Clough. We're best friends in the thick of motherhood together. We hope you enjoy your retreat from motherhood today.
Welcome, everyone. We're super excited to have Kylie, one of our good friends, with us today. We're going to talk about friends and making friends. And Annie and I were thinking about different episodes that we could do, and we're like, Kylie is the best person that we could have for this interview.
The best friend maker.
I feel so honored that you guys even asked. I'm like, woo!
Well, you're a great friend, and you just make friends. It seems like it just comes so naturally to you. So we're super excited to have this conversation and hopefully help some other mothers, because motherhood can be so lonely.
It can be.
Yeah. Women really need women.
We need a whole tribe, a whole soccer team.
That is true. So if you're thinking in your head, if you have any of these questions like, what do I do to make friends? What do I do if a friendship doesn't work out? What if I'm not outgoing or if I'm too shy to make the first move? This podcast episode is going to be for you. Through this podcast, you've kind of gotten to know me and Katie semi-well. But
so far.
So far. And maybe if you followed us on Instagram, you've seen some of our funny reels that we do. But like a little bit of background of how Katie and I met. We were like sort of forced to be best friends in a way. Our husbands grew up together in a really small town, and they've always had this dream of owning a business together, building houses next door to each other, and being best friends for life. And my father-in-law, bless him, told them that it was not going to work because they would never go into business together, and if they did, it would probably fail. And if it didn't fail, their wives wouldn't like each other. And so there's no way that this would all work out. But here we are, literally living that dream of being next door neighbors and being best friends.
Yeah. It's funny. I think people see Brittany and I's friendship and they think, oh, it was probably just immediate. But it actually took a couple of years for us to really develop the friendship that we have now. Like, it wasn't until we literally were next door neighbors that we really developed this close friendship that we have. So there's a lot of potential in the friends that you have now to have a really close friend. You just kind of have to do some work to deepen that friendship.
And it'll take time. But even though Katie and I are really good friends, we don't like everything the same, if that makes sense. We both have, similar parenting styles, but I would say they're different in a lot of aspects.
Yeah.
Our personalities are different. Katie told me earlier, she's like, you're the go-getter and the entrepreneur, and I'm okay sitting at home reading a book.
No desire to do anything else.
And I'm just like,
what can we do next?
I'm like,
stay at home.
Let me tell you about this fifth business I started. So our personalities are really different, even though we have some similar likes. There's like an example. We're not the same person. We do have different likes and different personalities, yet we're still best friends. And then we have Kylie here, and how I met Kylie. You want to tell your version of the story, and I'll tell mine, I guess?
Yeah. Sure, it was my sister's bridal shower. And she came into my house. I found her on Facebook.
Yeah.
And I was going to choose somebody else. This was literally on Facebook Marketplace. Typed in balloon garlands. And another lady's name popped up. And then Brittany, balloons by Brittany popped up. And I was like, okay. I had messaged the other lady. And then I was like, you know what? This lady, she looks like a mom. You know? I'm going to give her my business. So I order a balloon garland. She comes. And she's, walks in with all of her baskets of balloons. She starts hanging them up, and I find out that she has a 3-week-old. And I was like, wow.
Yeah.
This woman is like superwoman. She's hanging up a balloon garland right now at my house when she has a 3-week-old. I was like, you know what? We should hang out sometime. I was actually like leaving while she was hanging it up, and it was late at night.
But and then you left, and your husband was still there, and it was like super awkward. Yeah, I was like, what do you do for work? I was like, I don't know if I should like talk to him or whatever. But then it was kind of like, oh, he's an entrepreneur too. He owns his own business. My husband owns his own business. But that was the extent of it.
Yeah.
There was nothing else. Yeah, you left.
But then I was hosting a baby shower a month later. So I ask her again, like, will you do a balloon garland for me? So she shows up to hang up the balloon garland. and our whole family is in the car, which she said, I can only come at this time because my husband and I have a date night. And I was like, no problem. So she shows up. She was supposed to have a date night. Her babysitter cancels.
Yeah.
And so I was like, just bring your kids to my house. I'll babysit them.
I'm like, this is the second time I've met you.
All of her kids. She had like a 2-month-old. Yeah.
Like a 2.5-year-old.
And then a 4-year, four yeah. and a half year old.
Yeah.
And then my kids were 6 months. Yeah. Yeah. Ugly. 6 months.
Almost three.
Owen, almost three. Yeah. And Olivia was 4. Just turned 4.
Yeah.
And so I was like, yeah. Thinking my husband was going to like come home soonish.
So but yeah, she's like, bring your kids to my house. I live down the street.
Yeah.
And I don't even know what was going through my head. Because now looking back at the experience, I'm like, who would do that? Who
does I literally that? Remember you told me about it. And I was like, what? I was like, you just left him at a stranger's house.
So we did.
It was
we,
a God thing.
It was. It was. But yeah, I brought my kids to your house.
Yeah. So they got to go. They went to dinner and I babysat. All the kids did great. But I remember her leaving and being like, I don't know any of their names.
Yeah.
I never asked. I never asked. So I was asking her, her 4.5-year-old, like, what's your guys' names?
Hey, have me and Katie told you how much we love you? We know that you're in the thick of motherhood too, so we wanted to tell you that you are doing a great job. Also, just know that this podcast could not be complete without you. You give us the inspiration for our episodes, and we are so grateful. If you would like to sponsor an episode, we would love to give you a shout out. Any small donation would continue to help this podcast grow and reach more women like you. You can find the donation info in our show notes. Thank you again, and hang in there, sister. You've got this.
But then after that, we started being friends. I mean, she was so trusting, you know, leaving her kids with me, that after that, I was like, wow, I like this person. She actually, like, trusted me that
yeah.
she
yeah.
saw through me, and she was like, wow, she's a good mom. I'm going to leave my kids with her. Then I got to meet Katie through Brittany, and it's been the biggest blessing. That yeah. was, what, a year and a half ago?
I know, yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah.
We went on the most fun girls trip this May.
Yeah,
it was.
We so like fun. Each other enough. We went on a girls trip.
It was so fun.
So great. So yeah, there's in a nutshell how we met Kylie. But one thing that we love about Kylie and why we invited her on this podcast is because she didn't just do that with me. She didn't just make friends with me. She does that with every single woman she meets. not offers to watch all of their kids.
Only that's like very rare.
Because I'm telling you,
now I have too many kids. I can't handle it.
Yeah, but like she's like that with everybody she meets. So that's exactly why we invited her on this podcast, because even we know that not all of us are going to be like that, but we can learn from your example of how to make friends, how to involve God in your friendships, and how to even ask God to lead you to friends who are going to make a difference in your life.
Yeah, I just remember, because you guys kind of became friends before, like, I jumped in,
mm-hmm.
and I remember every time I would go to a birthday party or a Bible study or anything at your house, there was, like, always new people there, but you always made me feel, like, so welcome, and, like, you were excited to see me, and, like, I wasn't just, like, some rando that you were just, like, oh, we'll just get whoever wants to come can come, but I felt like you invited me, and because you like me.
I did. And I was always like, oh my gosh, you're so special to Brittany. I was like, I want to get to know you too. Like,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
So you just have a gift for being a good friend. I really think you do. So
thank you. That's really kind.
Yeah. So, all right. Maybe we can just start with some questions
let's
now.
Yeah, let's do it.
From your perspective, what do you do to make friends? How do you make friends?
I get uncomfortable. I feel like I haven't always been like good at making friends. I was actually the sibling when I was younger. Both of my sisters had all the friends in the world, and I was the one that was like, I just want one best friend.
Yeah.
And I was always like trying to find somebody to be my best friend.
Mm-hmm.
And as I became an adult and I was like more secure, I guess, in myself, and like, okay, this is the way God made me. You know, leave it or love it.
Yeah.
I feel like God just, once I matured more, spoke to me like, you're a connector.
Mm-hmm.
And so even if I wasn't going to be BFFs with somebody, I knew I could lead them to their new best friend.
Yeah.
And so even though at times I'm like, oh, they like that person more than me. Dang it. No, so I guess I just get uncomfortable and I start random conversations with people.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm good. I've just learned to like read people more when I'm out. I feel like they're in the season that I was like 2 years ago, or they need a friend and I can offer that to them. And if I can't offer them the time or the friendship, I know somebody else that could.
That's exactly what you do. Like, I've literally watched you in person do that at like an indoor playground or whatever.
I do. And sometimes I'm like, oh, my husband's like, wait, they would have been such a nice friend for you. I'm like, yeah, but you know what? They're going to click really well with this one person.
Oh. Yeah.
So how do you approach somebody when you've like first meet them, or if you meet a stranger?
I feel like some people are like, wow, she stares like too deep into my eyes. but
she's looking at my soul.
I just kind of start conversation with like things that I see that they might be interested in, or if they have kids, like, oh, how old are your kids?
Yeah.
You know, different things like, what does your husband do? Do you work? What are your interests? Like, just try to get to know somebody, even if it's on the playground, doctor's office, no matter where it's at. And try to see like what interests they like might intrigue them that I could offer them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like if it's a Bible study, I'm like, oh my gosh, I have a Bible study on Wednesday nights. Why don't you come? If it's like a fun girls' night or a fun party, I'm like, oh my gosh, you should come to this. Let me get your number. Or if they have like small babies, I love to go play at a place called Let's Imagine. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, you know what? You should get out of the house with me. Mm-hmm. Like, come, you know, when you're a new mom, you kind of hermit crab. Like, I did that too when I first had Olivia. And so when I see like first time moms and I can see myself 2 years ago in them or something, I'm like, we need to get you out of the house.
Yeah.
Yes. Come on.
So you're like looking for people that have kind of similarities as you, maybe, that you can see in similar
phases. Yes, but I'm also like very good at connecting with people I don't have any interest in, like, I don't have any interests with, because I'm like, I don't know, I just always pray that God would give me eyes to see somebody the way he does.
Yeah, I love that.
And then I start to be like, they teach me something.
Yeah.
You know? I'm always open to, like, learning something new.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, learning about different personalities or somebody else's way of thinking.
Yeah.
You know? Because if you're around the same people all the time, you're only going to think one way.
Yeah.
You know, I want to be like open and I want to be vulnerable myself, which that's another thing. Love when people are comfortable talking to me, but I also want to be able to like share my life journey with people too.
Mm-hmm.
So. Yeah, exactly.
I think also like kids are a super good icebreaker. It's super easy to be like, oh, how old's your baby? And I feel like I do that a lot when I'm trying to get out of my comfort zone. Cause sometimes it's easier to lead with like your kids than to like with yourself.
Yeah.
And to just open that door and you can, you know, start talking, oh, our kids are the same age. Like, what kind of things do you guys do? And then that can kind of lead to maybe some things that you have in common or something.
Yeah. And a belly bump is also like a really attractive conversation. People are like, is that your first baby? I'm like, no,
it's my fourth.
It's like fourth.
I'm a professional. Yeah. I'm a professional. That's so awesome.
See these 8 kids running around. Fine.
Something else I love that you said too was that you just pray that you can see people the way that God sees them. Because at the end of the day, I think we're all just looking for connection and belonging. And we're just, we all need each other.
Yeah, really God made us connectors. Like, he really, like, we all long for connection.
Mm-hmm.
And some people don't have that. And so I'm like, oh, I don't want to, like, leave somebody out. I've always like felt left out as a kid sometimes.
Yeah.
And so that's like me as an adult now. I'm like, I never want anybody to feel left out or unloved. Yeah. So God.
Yeah.
Who is this person to you?
Yeah. Just to see them for who like they really are as like a child of God, and like to have love for them just before you've even met them. That is a spiritual gift.
So we all know that vulnerability builds like really deep relationships. So it's like one thing to have a friendship that's like really surface level where you, you know, maybe feel like you're comfortable enough asking to hang out a couple times, but to really build a good friendship, you have to be vulnerable.
Yeah.
So like, what's the right amount of vulnerability to have? What's like not too much at first?
I mean, I feel like people, not every friendship needs to know like the ugly ins and outs of you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I feel like there's like vulnerability with just like sharing silly vulnerable things.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh my gosh, you know, Tina the talking hemorrhoid, you know, just like funny, you know, things like that, like, oh, yep, pregnant, got that hemorrhoid back. And just, you know, since we're moms, we kind of like laugh at gross things.
Yeah.
I feel like since I've been a mom, I'm more like, poop is funny.
Yeah.
And so I think bringing up vulnerable things, but that are also silly, kind of help break the ice sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
But then also getting deep and being like, hey, I'm struggling.
Yeah.
And finding like, hey, I have been in low places before. This is where I was. This is where I am.
Yeah.
Still in a funk. Like, you can still be vulnerable, but not have to share like too many things where...
Cause it makes them uncomfortable. Like, you don't want to make them uncomfortable.
It's good to be vulnerable, but nowadays there's lots of people that will go around and, like, you know, gossip around you. You also don't want to have fear of, like, oh my gosh, I told this person this.
Yeah.
They're going to go tell everybody, you know? And so I'm like, whatever I'm going to tell this person, if they want to tell the whole town,
that's okay.
That's okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to be mad, you know?
Yeah.
And so finding things you could be vulnerable about, but around many people, like, if you were okay with that being shared lots of places, unless you have like a sacred friendship like you and Katie, or like I would feel comfortable like disclosing deeper things with you, but just being like honest, I guess, where you are in life, but also bringing in like positivity.
Yeah
I feel like I'm a big dreamer, and so just bringing in like vision in with being vulnerable, optimism. I don't know.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
And I love how,
because you don't want to just start a friendship and be gloom and doom.
Right.
Sometime.
Yeah.
Like, oh, this, you know, you could be like, oh yeah, this, but guess what? Mm-hmm. Like, God's moving mountains in our life.
Yeah.
You know, like, this is where I was, this is where I am now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's always, God always gives us a testimony in each season to be able to share.
Yeah.
And so, and I just went through a season of just like, being a friend to a lot of people, and then God just gently like bringing me out of a lot of people's lives, and I was like, this is so sad. But then I thought back, I was just like thinking about it 2 weeks ago, I was like, you know what, like, all those people touched my life some way and somehow, and I don't like leave like a Sour Patch Kid. I'm like, wow, I'm thankful that those people, because people come into your life for a season, and people, you know, stay for a long time, you never know. I just always take it as a blessing. Like, why did God bring this person into my life?
Mm-hmm.
And then I can think on it and I'll be like, oh my gosh, that's why.
Yeah, I definitely think that it's good to have a lot of different types of friendships too. Sometimes it's nice to have just some surface level friends that you know that you can go and have a good time with. If you like were at a girls' night or a meeting at the park, you can have a fun time with.
That you can kind of just veg.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to like...
And then, but I definitely think... It's important that we have a type of friendship where you have like real trust and where you can, you know, call and be like, everything is going wrong. Please, can you come over and help me? Or be able to share some of the more like vulnerable things that are going on in your life.
Yeah. And to, like, kind of like an accountability friend, like somebody that you can, hey, hold me accountable for this. If you see, I don't know, sometimes... People don't, if you're, you know, putting on a face all the time, people are not going to see when you're struggling.
Yeah.
And so to be able to be vulnerable and share those parts of your life with, you know, safe place friends.
Yeah.
So that they can be there for you when you, when you're at your lows.
You know, there's that saying, it's like, I'm in a room full of people, but I feel alone. And so I think if you only have these surface level friends, like, you can still feel really lonely because people don't know what's actually going on in your life. And so I think it's good to have some of those deeper friendships. And it takes courage to do it, to be able to open up your heart, because, you know, sometimes things do go sour and you lose friendships and that's really sad.
Yeah.
But what if it doesn't go bad? What if it goes great?
Yeah, for sure. I've always been the kind of girl that, like, in high school, a lot of people knew who I was or knew my name. Or just knew that I was, like, a really nice person. And I had a large friend group. But I also was just kind and associated with a lot of different people. And so I've never had a friendship go sour, like you said, until I was an adult. And, you know, without disclosing too much information, it was, like, somebody that I shared, like, a common faith in. Or, and I had a lot of maybe trust in. And it went so bad that I was just like, either I allow this like toxicity into my life or I have to literally cut it off. And I had never done that before and it was so, so hard. But I had a great lesson learned from it, you know, just about setting boundaries and things like that. That was really important. And I'm sure later in life, I'll be like able to look back and go, okay, this, there was a reason that this happened, etc. But at the time it was extremely painful and really like, it was really hard. But like you said, just trusting God and knowing that he'll bring some people into your life for a season. And then, you know, some people just make choices and you just have to let them go or whatever.
Doesn't mean it doesn't hurt, you know?
No. Mm-hmm.
I just try to think like, oh my gosh, what's the positive out of this?
Yeah.
Even though it's hard sometimes, I'm like, yeah.
I'm just sad. Like, you could be the nicest person in the world and make a lot of friends, like Kylie, and then things could still go south. So, I mean, if you, I feel like just expect it, then it'll be easier when it happens. One other thing that I loved that you shared, it was something on Instagram the other day. I don't know if it was a reel you, like, reposted
the accountability from an older person?
Yes!
Yes.
So, talk about that. So, it's important to have, like, peer group friends, people who are in the same stage of life that you're in, but then also say what she said.
Cause yeah, so I just like, I don't know. It's great to have, you know, people our own age that we're asking advice to, but for, if you have somebody in your life and you're like, that's, I want to be them when I grow up. I want to be where they are. That's the person you should be going to ask the deep questions, instead of people that are, that don't have the vision yet or that are going through the same thing as you. As much as I love to ask my friends advice, my friends are normally just for like venting a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, oh, wow, today's been hard. Or here's some excitement. But if I have like a big decision or something really big on my heart, I usually go to somebody older than me that's already been there before, that has some good nuggets to share with me on how to make a big decision or like which direction to go in. Or after that, I go to my husband before I go to my friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think that's a big thing, especially in our generation now, in our culture, is to go to your friends before you go to your husband.
Uh-huh.
And I feel like that's another big thing in just my relationships, is I always seek my husband. So my husband, you know, I'm always like, you know, here's my new friend. What should I do? Or like just anything in life. I always seek out my husband's advice too, because I mean, we're talking about girlfriends here, but I would say my husband is definitely my number one friend.
Your number one gal pal.
Most people feel that way.
I hope so too.
Now, I remember we had a conversation with another friend of ours a couple years ago when we were like preparing for this. It's like, we've had this same type of conversation before where she was talking about how important it is to have friends that are like on your level and then somebody that you can like learn from, and then also somebody that you can teach. And so to seek like all types of different friendships, like they will all be fulfilling to you in lots of different ways and help you to be like the best version of yourself as well. Yes,
I agree.
So don't be afraid to seek friendships from people older than you, younger than you,
because you don't want to have
different stages
that are going to drain you all the time either. You want to be able to fill up your cup in friendships.
Yes.
And be able to be mentored by older women.
We'll just finish this up because we're going to do a part two episode Q&A sesh. So just to finish this off, I'm going to read this little quote that Kylie sent me once on Instagram because she was feeling gassy that day or something.
Gassy, but you have to explain what gassy means.
I don't know. My in-laws use the word gassy to mean like mushy or like lovey-dovey. Yeah. And so I was just
thinking like,
gassy. Oh my gosh. I don't know. It must be it's either an old people thing or like a small town people thing. Old people. Sorry, you're not that old. Okay, anyways. This lovely quote though is, it's forever friends. So it says, the best kind of people are the ones who come waltzing into your life and all of a sudden you can't remember life without them. The kind of people who feel like sunshine in human form after days of endless rain. The kind of people who believe in you so much it leaves you with little doubt within yourself. The kind of people who love you for everything that you are. The kind of people who you could spend hours laughing and talking with them even though you just saw them yesterday. The kind of people who don't think you're weird because they're just as weird. The best kind of people are the ones who see straight through the blatant lie that is, I'm fine, pulls up a chair and gently asks, "How are we going to get through this?" The kind of people who you can sit with comfortably in silence, nothing awkward about it. The kind of people who make you feel good about yourself, who make you believe in yourself, and who make your world a better place simply because they're in it. Find those friends. You can do it.
Yes, you can. They're out there. You know, if you live in Arkansas too, I'll you know.
No. Come. Message us.
DM us.
We'll hang out.
Thank you for listening to the Mama Retreat podcast. If you have a friend or family member that needs this message, please share. Join the discussion on Instagram at the.mama.retreat. We can't wait to hear from you.